I usually try to avoid conference calls. I think it's, you know, the generally wise decision.
I think that's a good plan. I think conference calls are almost always best avoided.
But I must say that there was a moment from a call in May that I happened to find super interesting.
Oh, tell us.
So it happened during a run-of-the-mill conference call between Apple executives and Apple shareholders. Luca Maestri, who's the CFO of Apple, he made an announcement.
Our board has authorized a new $100 billion share repurchase program, which we will start executing during the June quarter.
A share repurchase program, also known as a stock buyback. This one is for $100 billion.
Wow.
That is just an insane amount of money.
It's an insane amount of money. In fact, it is the biggest stock buyback, like, ever of all time. But the phenomenon itself is not that remarkable. In fact, American companies have been, like, really big about stock buybacks lately. They're spending more on stock buybacks now than ever before.
American companies are loving buybacks right now.
So much love.
So much love for some people, because people are pretty divided over whether or not buybacks are even a good thing. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Raina Cohen.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, the debate over buybacks.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Nuveen. With a 120-year history, Nuveen is a pioneer in alternatives, fixed income, and responsible investing. Because when you invest in a world you're proud to leave behind, it isn't business as usual, it's investing by example. Support also comes from ExxonMobil. They're driving growth in American communities by creating jobs and energy. On the Gulf Coast alone, their new projects expect to create 45,000 jobs. Learn more at energyfactor.com.
So, Raina, before we get into the whole debate over buybacks, we should, you know, explain what they are, probably.
That seems pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
And, okay, so it's essentially what it sounds like. It's when a company decides it's going to buy its own stock. And it buys that stock from the people who own the stock, from its shareholders.
And generally, the company will pay its shareholders a little premium for those shares. So, why do companies do this? We put this question to John Cochran.
I'm a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. And I also have a blog, The Grumpy Economist.
The Grumpy Economist. I love that. Who doesn't want a grumpy economist?
He said that it's a name that he got from his kids, that he would bang his coffee on the table in the morning when he read the op-ed, so that gave him the grumpy name. But actually, he's kind of really friendly, so I was a little disappointed that the grumpiness didn't match up, but I think we'll let it slide.
Maybe he'd already had his coffee.
Or I didn't read the op-eds this morning.
Oh, that's true. And here's what Grumpy John says about buybacks.
A company makes a lot of profits, either because they're, you know, Apple and Facebook and money is pouring in the front door, or the corporate tax cut increased their profits. So they got money sitting around.
Too much money. Don't know what to do with it. It's a problem we all have, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're seeing the sign of a company well-managed, that they're not going to take this stream of profits and buy new corporate jets and golf courses or make crazy investments they don't know how to make. They're going to give it back to the owners.
So they can give cash back to the owners, a.k.a. the company's shareholders, which seems fine, right? I mean, it's better than wasting the money.
Lenore Palladino is an economist at the Roosevelt Institute. She says buybacks can be problematic.
Say the total value of a company is a whole pizza pie. When companies conduct buybacks, what they're doing is taking out some of the slices, and therefore the whole pie itself gets smaller. But the slices that remaining are now a bigger percentage of the pizza that remains, so they go up in value.
Okay, so a company's shares go up in value. That doesn't seem like such a bad thing.
Well, Lenore says when buybacks are involved, stock prices going up can be a little shady. A company can make its shares cost more without actually doing anything to make the company more valuable. And then second, she says, executives, they often get paid in stock. And suddenly, their shares are worth a lot more because of buybacks. And she sees this as potentially a conflict of interest.
But John Cochran, our grumpy economist, disagrees. He says a company stock is not just going to go up simply because it does a stock buyback. If the buybacks were a bad idea, like if it's clear the company needs that money for something else, the company's stock price could go down. So when prices go up after buybacks, he says, it's because investors think the company is doing something smart with its extra cash.
This debate over whether buybacks are good or bad, it goes beyond the markets. Critics argue that buybacks can be bad for the economy. Lenore Palladino says that when companies are giving all of their extra cash to shareholders, it means they're not investing more money in workers.
And as buybacks become more popular and shareholders maybe start to expect them, even if the company should put more of its money into workers, it might feel pressure to, you know, jump on the buyback train.
Lenore has studied some examples of this. She's looked specifically at what Walmart could have done with the money it's planning to spend on buybacks in 2018. She calculated it could have increased the pay of 1 million full-time workers by about $10,000 per year.
So when Walmart says they really can't afford to pay their workers so that families can live above a poverty line, we have to look at what they're using their money for and say that that's simply not true.
But John Cochran says companies are supposed to answer to their shareholders. It's actually their duty. It is not their duty, he says, to benefit the wider economy.
The point of the company is to make money on behalf of its shareholders. Now, this does benefit workers because when a company is run efficiently, it has to hire people. And it has to make those people productive. And in the end, high productivity is how wages are bid up. But I think it's a misunderstanding to think that the company makes money and then decides who to give presents to. And maybe it gives presents to workers, or maybe it gives presents to owners, or maybe it decides to give a bonus to the electric company just to be nice to them. That's just not how it works.
So while this debate has been happening, buybacks have grown by a lot. Back in the early 80s, when rules around buybacks were relaxed by the Reagan administration, companies in the S&P 500 were spending about 4% of their profits on buybacks. In the past few years, Lenore says that's jumped to more than 50%.
It'll be probably $1 trillion, with a T, $1 trillion spent on stock buybacks this year. That's more than President Obama spent on the Recovery Act post the financial crisis. And that's just in 2018 alone.
Big stock buybacks have come under increasing scrutiny from leaders on Wall Street and even from lawmakers. In fact, a few months ago, legislation was introduced into the Senate that would restrict stock buybacks.
And take us right back to the 1980s.
That's not so bad. There was good music in the 80s.
Yeah, not great fashion.
No, the fashion was good. There were some good, there were some bright spots. There were some bright spots.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air.
I can cry.
I just talked to John Batiste, music director and band leader on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. He did the interview at the piano.
I can slide.
You can find it now in the Fresh Air feed.